This is Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on your flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. News Talk Radio WOKV. To join Brian Sexton, Jeff Lagerman, and Vic Ketchman, dial 355-NFL1. That's 355-6351. Outside the Jacksonville calling area, dial 1-800-355-NFL1. Jaguars This Week is brought to you in part by Prudential Network Realty, Ticket Exchange, and by the Jacksonville Transportation Group. Now, here's the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton.
Good evening. Welcome to Jaguars This Week here on the final day of the month of March. Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Lagerman, Vic Ketchman, the senior editor of Jaguars.com. Joe Fortunato is, say hi, Joe.
Welcome back, Brian.
Nice to see you. By the way, just want to say thanks to Cole for filling in. And it was nice to have him back. Nice to have him back. Looking forward to the season with him creating problems in the
post-game
show. Yeah, he's back.
Wow.
So, welcome back, Cole. Nice to have you. Let's talk quarterbacks, which is often the easiest topic of conversation for any NFL radio show.
Colt McCoy has pro day today.
And Sam Bradford had his on Monday. There's been all sorts of conversations about Jimmy Clausen working out for the Jaguars. And there was even a rumor that the Jaguars were interested in Donovan McNabb. So let's talk quarterbacks. Okay. What's the story with Donovan McNabb?
Jaguars have no interest in him and did not offer a third-round pick. That is my information.
Did not offer.
Did not.
Why would they have interest in him anyway?
Where'd that rumor fly around from anyway?
Probably came from a place similar to the rumor that the Jaguars were interested in Pac-Man Jones, which was a complete lie. A complete lie. I mean, you know.
I heard that, and I was like, you got to be kidding. Come on.
No, the Internet is a wonderful thing.
But it is also
a cesspool of misinformation. Thank you, Brian.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean...
We're right on the same wavelength there.
You're on the Internet.
Well, that's where the accurate information is.
Well, I guess
is.
I'm pointing the finger right here.
That's where the accurate information
Although
is.
Although I believe the information I just provided is accurate.
So, no Donovan McNabb. Pump that one. Let's talk for a minute about...
Just stop on McNabb for a minute.
Okay, we'll stop.
Let's talk about the logic of this just for a minute, because people say, how could you not want Donovan McNabb? He's a great quarterback. He is. He's been a wonderful quarterback. He's got 1 year left in his contract. So before you could ever trade for him, you would have to have reason to believe, you would have to have initiated contract talks with him already.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to trade for a guy and then find out you can't do a deal with him.
Not when you can lock up a rookie for 5 or 6 years.
All right. So you would also have to know that you could move David Garrard. Right? I mean, you owe him $9 million this year.
Yeah, you're not going to pay both.
Yes. I mean, you wouldn't want to just cut him. I mean, you'd have to move him.
Yeah, you'd want something for it.
Exactly. So, I mean, a lot would have to be done before you could start offering draft choices and get to that point and... Trust me on this one. There is no interest there.
For a quarterback headed towards his mid-30s.
He's going to be 34 in the middle of next season. He's got 1 year left in his contract, which means that his next deal is going to be his last deal, and he's going to want a bundle.
Right.
By the way, David Garrard threw for more yards, a few more yards, than Donovan McNabb did last season, and McNabb had DeSean Jackson. Who is that?
It's a sensation.
Donovan missed some games.
Missed some games.
Boy, early yeah, on, that, begin
that's
the
part
season.
Of this now. That's part of the equation when they get older.
He had that rib injury in the third or fourth preseason game.
So, I mean, as they get older, they start to miss some games, and that's not a good thing. Plus, here's the big one. This team is in building. Not rebuilding now, but they're building. Its best days are ahead of it. I think we could agree on that. But it's going to be a couple years before this team can say that it's ready to go. When it's ready to go, will Donovan McNabb have anything left in the tank?
Yeah, and see, I understand what you're saying, but I don't necessarily agree with that this team's a few years away. I mean, heck, if you look at Adam last year, hey, one more win, they're in.
Yeah, but that was soft schedule.
No,
you have to admit.
I understand that, but I mean, you never believe that you're a few years away in this league anymore.
Okay.
Because I think that it's self-defeating.
But wouldn't you say that acquiring Donovan McNabb would be what a team that is it's now or never would do. I mean,
it's like the Vikings and Brett Favre last year.
It'd be perfect for the Vikings.
It's a patch.
Yes.
Which is what
patches don't work at the quarterback position. They never have. You know, you've got to develop and get your own. You know, I kind of take the mentality like you did a few years ago when they were looking at a new coach. Get your own. You know, kind of get your own coach. And I think in this league, you got to get your own quarterback. But it just doesn't happen all the time. Hey, David is a capable player. Is he a great player? No. But he buys you time until you can get your own. And I'm talking a franchise quarterback because David is not that right now.
All right.
Next year, the quarterback crop gets better. This is a bad crop this year. Jake Locker will be the lead guy in next year's crop. And
he would have been the first player picked in this draft.
He should have come out.
Better than Sam Bradford.
He should have come out this year. Next year is the quarterback year for the Jaguars.
Not this year. And the reason I say that, and I'm not talking about Tebow, I'm talking about Jimmy Clausen.
Clausen will be gone when the Jaguars pick.
And if he's not.
So who's the next guy?
If he's not, though.
If he's not, then you know, he's got to be a candidate.
Is he a franchise quarterback?
Most people are saying no, but if Washington picks him at number four, which he's being projected to be at the pick at that point.
And this isn't Dan Snyder.
You'd have to consider him. Yeah, I mean, you would have to consider him a franchise guy at pick four.
But we're talking about Shanahan picking a guy. And, I mean, do we give much credence to the fact that Shanahan – has a guy? I mean, Shanahan walked into a situation where he had one.
That's true. And then he picked Jay Cutler.
And then he didn't do so well. Yeah, and, you know.
That was Cutler's problem.
But you see, there's a gap. You got Bradford and you got Clausen, and then it's empty.
All right, how good is Bradford? You know, 2 years ago, he won the Heisman Trophy. But if you remember the Orange Bowl or the FedEx National Championship game, he wasn't very impressive. Didn't show any arm strength.
Has he won a bowl game? Has he beaten anybody in a bowl game?
Well, no, and remember now last year, he was not active. He was injured all season long. Yeah. So all of a sudden, he goes from a guy that I thought was okay. There's been lots of, and don't throw Heisman Trophy out, because there's been lots of Heisman Trophy winners who have not been good NFL players. So yeah. I thought he was a guy that was okay with a bad shoulder, Loggy, and you know about those shoulders, and now all of a sudden, he's the first pick in the draft.
He's got a soft arm, soft body, low release point. But he, for whatever reason, is looks like he's destined to be the first pick or second pick of this draft. More than likely, the first pick of this draft. And of course, the quarterback position is greatly overdrafted, and for good reason. Clausen is likely to be overdrafted. But there's always a chance that he could fall to the Jaguars, and he'd have to be a candidate.
Here's another reason to not draft a quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. I'm talking with, you know, top pick. Hey, look, the pay scale may change next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The rookie.
True enough, with labor.
You know, and we know quarterbacks bust the slot all the heck and back. So if it doesn't fit, and then next year, economically, it makes more sense, or at least it should. Mm-hmm. We don't know. But if it will, next year would seem to be the year.
Can Bradford or Clausen be expected to be a better quarterback this year than David Garrard?
No way.
Okay.
Well,
then wait,
like it, though.
Wait until next year when a quarterback better than either one of those comes along.
All right, well, let me just put a scenario in front of you. And it's similar to the Roethlisberger scenario of 2004. Let's say the Jaguars are sitting there, and for the reasons that you enumerated, Logs, you're talking about, you know, a lot of money busting the slot and the pay scale changing, and you're sitting there with Clausen, and no one wants to come up. Do you take him because he's a franchise quarterback?
Well, you go to your board. You're picking the best available player, and it's not a dodge. I believe it. I believe in it, and I believe they're going to do it, and I believe they're going to do it even if that player is an offensive tackle.
But
if Brian Bulaga from Iowa, the offensive tackle, is the top guy on their board, when it's their turn to pick, he'll be their pick.
If it's Clausen, and no one will come up.
And he's the top guy on the board?
He's the top guy on the board.
He's the pick.
But we seem to get the impression, though, that what is at the top of their board is trade for more picks.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that the thing they want to do more than anything else is trade down. And I don't think they would have to have the numeric table equivalent, to do the deal. You know, I think that they would be willing to do the deal for maybe something less than
something
than the equal amount of numeric table.
Yeah, but
points.
We know that numeric table's garbage.
It's garbage because it doesn't factor in the strength of a draft. This is a really strong draft, and if you can get an extra pick, that pick is going to be worth more points than it would be in a weak draft.
All right, let's take a break. Phone lines are starting to light up. You can join us at 355-NFL-1. Quarterback talk continues. Colt McCoy had his workout today, and of course, Tim Tebow's been on the road this week in Buffalo and New England. We'll discuss all of those and more after this.
To talk to Brian, Jeff, and Vic, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on News Talk Radio WOKV.
Rolling right along. You can join us at 355-NFL-1, 355-6351 on our broadcast this evening. Brought to you by the good folks at Justex Watches. You can pick up yours exclusively at one of Espling Jewelers' Jacksonville locations. Colt McCoy had his pro day workout today. You were mentioning earlier, and I think it's pretty clear now, that this is not a strong draft for quarterbacks.
Right.
I wouldn't think that Colt McCoy would belong anywhere near the first or second day of the draft. We're talking about a 6'1" quarterback and had trouble with the intermediate and deep throws.
Well, he lacks arm strength.
Balls fluttered, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he looks to me like the kind of guy that you grab in round six.
He's
or
a
seven.
Texas Tech kind of quarterback. He's Cliff Kingsbury. He's
who?
See? And Cliff Kingsbury threw for God only knows how many yards. I mean, it was just outrageous. I mean, he's another one of these Texas Tech quarterbacks, Graham Harrell, Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, they throw for unbelievable amount of yardage. He was selected or signed as an undrafted guy, either one of the two later, or undrafted by New England. And it was laughable.
Graham Harrell didn't make an NFL roster last year.
No, I mean, you got to be able to make all the throws to play in this league. Colt Brennan is in Washington. You know, I mean, he was the
June Jones system at Hawaii. He was
the toast of the college football world, and no one's seen heard nor hair of him since. You've got to be able to make all the throws. There's no other way around it.
All right. So obviously, when you drop off behind Clawson and Bradford, there's not a lot to pick from. Although, I have to ask you this, and it's a conversation that we have had. Mm-hmm. Has Tim Tebow, he visited Buffalo. Now, of course, when they visit, they don't say, we're looking at him in this round. But you have Jim Kelly up there banging the drum, you know, taking him out to dinner. And did you see that Kelly's wife, Jill, was texting or tweeting or whatever that is?
Yeah, I saw something about that.
I mean, hello. And you've got Tebow's father who is saying that he believes his son is going to go in the first. Now, of course, it's his son. He loves him.
He's Archie Manning, isn't he? The dad. This is the reincarnation of Archie Manning, isn't it? We're going to go through this crap, aren't we?
You talk about the San Diego, New York thing.
Me and my son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to say that because, you know what? A love for your child sometimes, you know,
makes you say and do irrational things.
He's become very prominent.
All of a sudden,
weeks.
and he's never really been.
He has here, because you know it's a family that's from here, and I think it gains more notice here.
He's become prominent nationally. He's being quoted.
Okay, so my question is: have I missed something? When did he climb into the top half of the draft?
Well, I don't know. We don't know if
we
he
still
has
don't
or
know
not.
Where he fits.
But I will tell you this:
it's the most intriguing thing of the draft.
He has captured everybody's attention because he had this fabulous college football career, and people want to know how does that translate to the NFL. Well, how did Jason Smith's career, translate to the NFL?
You're talking about the offensive tackle in St. Louis?
No, I'm sorry. The quarterback at Oklahoma that won the Heisman Trophy that wasn't even drafted.
Oh, he didn't even go to the league.
I can't even think of his name.
Gosh. Jason Smith. What? Justin, no. Jason White.
Jason White.
Okay.
Jason
yeah, right.
White. Okay. I mean, this is not the first guy to have had a great college career.
I think he's like Josh Heupel. But.
You know, Graham Harrell and Cliff Kingsbury and all those Texas Tech quarterbacks and Colt Brennan and all the
Josh
June
Heupel,
Jones.
Who, yeah.
And, you know,
won
I mean,
a national championship at Oklahoma.
System quarterbacks. You know, Danny Werfel. I mean, who had a better college career than Danny Werfel? Well, here's my position on Tim Tebow because. He is the daily diet of controversy in this town. I mean, it's just every day you wake up, Tim Tebow, Tim Tebow, Tim Tebow. All right. It's time, in my opinion, to call these people's bluff. if I'm Wayne Weaver, can't take him with the 10th pick. I mean, that's just, you'd be the laughing stock of the league. He doesn't fit, and that's that. But if he's there, if my guy, if Gene Smith gets me a second round pick and he's there, I'm picking him. If he lasts to the third round and the Jaguars, and that's the Jaguars' next pick, I'm picking him. Ticket sales are going okay, but there's still a concern. If this guy will, in fact, sell tickets, as all these people who write to me
claim. Yeah, but you know that, Vic.
How do I know he won't?
No. Because it's never happened. You've said that before.
Well, it's okay, but these people are telling me, everyone is saying, including some radio guys in this town, all right?
Don't put all that on me.
I mean, Dan Hicken.
Not me. Well, okay.
Holy cow, okay, well, Dan, what are you doing?
Well, but Dan, I mean, you've known him a long time.
Yeah.
Too. Dan is a dyed-in-the-wool gator. He wears it on his sleeve, and that's become his shtick.
Okay.
It's who he is, radio so, and TV.
I'm saying my ears are open. I've heard you. I hear what you're saying.
I'm
saying, let's go for it. Let's draft the guy. He becomes the last excuse. That stadium better be full.
Okay, so he's been on the road. Mr. Tebow has been on the road. And I should say Tim, not Mr., because now both of them are.
Because if that
figures.
Stadium isn't full, then we know what the answer is.
Right. New England is a place where he has been this week as well. Bill Belichick has 3 second-round picks. I mean,
if these guys want to draft him in the first round, or you know, or, I mean, you can only do what you can do. You can't take him with pick 10.
Right.
You can't do it. You can't take him either. If you were to end up, Clawson was to fall to you and you picked him, you couldn't do that either. I mean, it's just sensibility is sensitive. Logic is logic. You got to be rational about this. But I'm on board. My ears are open. I've heard the fans. I get it every day, day in and day out. You know, Tebow. Okay, you got me. You won me over. You have worn me down. You've worn me out. If he's there when the Jaguars make their second pick in this draft, I say pick him.
You say you're on board, but you're really not.
Well, I don't think he is the player who fits with that second pick. I don't think his skills are going to translate successfully to the NFL. But I am relenting. I am yielding to the
Vic
the fans want.
Is waving the white flag.
The fans
Come
in this
on,
town are
Vic.
Telling me they want him. They're saying they want him. He's a local kid. I'm saying go ahead with this with whatever pick the Jaguars have.
I never
have,
thought I'd see
go ahead and do it. If it'll sell tickets and secure this team's future in this town, I'm all for it.
All right, now here's the question, and we're going to hold it for after the break. Here's the question as we get ready to go, Joe. The question is, will he be there when the Jag? Don't answer it yet. When the Jaguars get on the clock with that second pick, whether it's in the second round, meaning they were able to kind of get back
right.
into it, or in the third, will he be there? So we'll examine where he may or may not fit. Of course, it's all hyperbole. It's what everybody is looking towards. Where does Tim Tebow fit in the draft? Boy, this guy, he brings a lot of attention, and we'll do that. All right, you want me to squeeze this in? All right. Joe is making an executive decision that we're going to grab James in Mayport before we go to news here at the bottom of the hour.
Mayport,
hello, James.
What's going on, James?
Hey, Jim, it's the same guy you talked to last week catching reds over by the old restaurant down here in Mayport, the Shack.
One of my favorite callers.
Now, my question is, since our young men that go to the draft, do they shape their own destiny? So if Tebow gets drafted by somebody else in the first or second round, like Buffalo or New England or who God knows, does he have the choice to turn that down and say, no, I want to go to Jackson?
No. You do not have the choice.
No, that's the way it is.
Yep.
You know, they hold your rights for 1 year. He has the option of not signing a contract and sitting out for a year and re-entering the draft the following year. That would be his option.
I would ask the fans to be sensible, to be rational about this. It is not sensible to expect this team to take Tebow.
The dumb bucket boo.
Here we go.
I mean, you know, I think we're all going to be talking like that.
Go Tebow.
You know, it's not rational.
Are you saying all Gator fans talk like Steve Spurrier?
Yeah. They do, don't they?
You're so bad. You're making friends on a weekly basis.
Don't you say nothing about that Tim Tebow now.
All right.
It would not be rational to expect this team to pick him with the 10th pick.
Clearly. We'll take this break for news and return.
To talk to Brian, Jeff, and Vic, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna on News Talk Radio WOKV.
A little more than 20 minutes left in our program this evening, 3 weeks from tonight. Today is March 31st. On April 21st, we will have our annual mock draft. What did we get right last year? 40%?
Not much.
I don't even know.
I'll tell you what we do very well and have done for the last few years very well is getting players very close to where they fit.
Right.
I mean, we may not get the team, but we don't get the player much out of the order that he's selected.
And that's really what you're looking for. And if we've done anything over the years helping educate folks, that is that think about where the player fits, not where the team is.
I think that that's the real value of a mock draft is getting these guys in groups of five. First five, second five, next five.
Where
you know,
belong.
If you can get them, if you can say this is a middle of the first round pick and that's where it goes, you did it right.
Now, the next night, for the very first time ever, we will have day one of the draft. Because this year, round one, prime time, Thursday night. Right.
Yeah.
We'll start at 7 o'clock.
We are on the radio.
Absolutely. Glad that I could be the first one to tell you.
Huh.
Thursday evening, the 22nd of April, we start at 7 o'clock and the draft begins at 7:30. So Cole will be here.
I wasn't told. This is the first I've heard of it.
Joe, get on and defend yourself
Joe?
Real quick. Did you forget?
What in the world?
No, I didn't forget. I definitely told you.
When?
Probably last week, the week before.
Is it in writing?
Every week.
No, you didn't tell me.
No, nothing's in writing.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time winning that.
You didn't tell me.
All right, well, I'm telling you.
Kind of like an email.
The draft is Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
I know that.
Yep.
And you don't think we're doing a show?
Well, I didn't know that we were. But I'm cool with it. You know, I'm going to be watching the draft. I'll watch it with you guys.
Because it is
I'll bring the cold drinks and we'll have a party.
Cool. It is the first time since the inception of this team that we're doing a draft show on draft day. So
I'm all for it. Well, I didn't know that we would want to interrupt, you know, Clark.
Vic and
he's big.
We'll just back up and let you guys go at it.
Vic Bo. I changed my
Vic
name.
Vic Bo.
No, I call me Vic Bo.
Vic Bo. So anyways.
Wait a minute. Get the twang.
Well, okay.
I'm Vic Bo.
Let me, are you free?
I am free for you anytime.
Thanks.
Anytime.
All right, so that means you're...
You may be here. You're never free.
Here for the listeners as
well. Are any of us really free anymore?
No.
Just a thought.
All right. That's Jack Handy in Deep Thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Let's, though, remind you, 7 o'clock for our draft coverage on Thursday night, the 22nd. And then the second and third round on Friday night, we've got no coverage for you. You're just going to have to be a draft geek and be glued to the TV. And then Saturday, they'll finish it up rounds 4 through 7. So, again... 3 weeks from tonight, mock draft. The next night, draft. Right here.
I love the new format.
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Yeah, primetime television.
Yeah.
And primetime radio on WOKV.
I don't want to watch, you know, episodes of whatever.
You want to listen on WOKV?
I want to listen to you guys. So can I stay home?
I wish they did it on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That'd be better.
You know, I mean, the weekend stuff. I mean, why the weekend? I mean, put it all on primetime.
No, I'm with you. Primetime's good.
ESPN would do it.
Oh, absolutely.
What are they going to show? The UConn girls
team?
I mean, Bowling's they beat everybody by 100 points.
Bowling's big in the springtime. Back off.
All right, now. But you can listen to all of it on WOKV.
The most.
That's saying enough
just
for
don't
you,
move it to Tuesday.
What station was that?
WOKV.
Cool.
All right. Back to where we were headed before the news break at the bottom of the hour. So, knowing that Tim Tebow is that wild card in this whole draft, and that Bill Belichick's had him up with 3 second-round picks, and that there are people who are beating the drum, you have a fine understanding of where things seem to fit. Where does he, regardless of where other people say, where does he fit? Where should he go?
Based on the guys I talk to, everyone from scouts to a coach here and there to John Clayton, with whom I had a conversation last night.
Right.
He sounds like a fourth, fifth-round guy.
Okay.
But... this guy has a power over people. When you get interested in him, and you like him, you see something that intrigues you, and then you talk to him. I mean, he has charm. He can sell himself. Sounds like he sold himself to Jim Kelly. Although I don't know what the hell Jim Kelly has to do with who the Buffalo Bills draft.
He has no tie to the organization.
That place may be completely in collapse if it's gotten to the point that they're letting Jim Kelly, you know, was. I never considered Jim Kelly to be a Rhodes Scholar.
No.
Okay. If he's now their guiding light in personnel, bye bye Bills. You know they'll be in Los Angeles before anybody.
So you say that there's a where he fits, the Jaguars will have a pick, fourth or fifth round. Potentially now. I mean, I'm not nailing you down to the fourth round.
He's not going to make it down that far. All indications are that he is going to push the first round. Now, let me give you some rumors here. Mike Singletary appears to have won a battle for personnel.
Scott McLuhan, right.
Yeah, the personnel guy is gone.
What that was?
It sounds like a power struggle. McLuhan's gone. They threw him out. Looks like Singletary's in charge, and Singletary loves that look in the eye. He loves the look of a winner. I mean, the heart. It's just the heart, Jeff, the intangibles.
He had the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
He had the eyes.
Oh, no question. I mean, it looked like two darts. But Singletary could do something screwy like that, take him in the first round. I mean, certainly they need a quarterback. So that's one rumor. Then there's the rumor of the Belichick rumor in the second round because they got like nine picks.
They have 3 second-round picks.
Yeah. And they could certainly use one of those on a guy that, and Jeff said this earlier when we weren't on the air, Belichick loves to flex his genius. You know, I can use him as a slash. I could use him as a H-back, a tight end, a quarterback, a running back. You know, Belichick might have some plans. If you have that kind of genius, there's a lot you can do with Tim Tebow. But what I'm getting from people, from scouts, coaches, and media guys like Clayton, who's really connected now.
Yeah.
Clayton is connected.
NFL maven.
Is that if you're looking for a conventional drop-back quarterback, he's a fourth, fifth-round guy.
What if you see him as an H-back? Is there any thought on that yet?
I think he would be an absolutely dynamite tight end. I think he would be Dallas Clark and Moore. I've already said that when I look at him, I see Mike Ditka from his youth. You know, the same big neck, square head, crew cut. He's a big, tough, athletic, dedicated guy. I just don't think he's a quarterback.
355 NFL 1. Let's take a call and then our next break. We've got Lucas in Mandarin. Hello, Lucas.
Hi, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Since we're talking about quarterbacks and everything, I was just wondering, how come Tony Pike isn't getting any speculation or talk? Because I think he has, like, really great size. He could probably fill in his frame a little bit in the weight room. And he has a pretty powerful arm, and that's really all you need.
I like his arm. I like his arm, and I like him, and I think he's going to be a plum pick for somebody in the bottom of the second round or maybe even the third round. I don't know. I haven't heard anything there to make the connection. I can tell you he's got a terrible body. Terrible. I mean, a scout told me he's the worst quarterback body he's ever seen. He's painfully thin. Tall guy. Got a buggy whip arm, and he makes throws without putting everything behind it, and I've always liked that. There's some leadership issues there. They try to throw him out of the program a couple times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he almost got benched. He was a whisker away from getting benched in the fourth quarter of the game against Pitt that was, in essence, the Big East title game. He brought him back. Big rally through the game-winning touchdown in the final seconds. Had a sensational fourth quarter after three pretty crappy quarters. And Brian Kelly was, I mean, they were arguing on the sideline. Kelly was in his face, and Pike was giving it back to him on the sideline. So this is not.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm not against a little verve, you know?
No,
I'm not one of these guys who likes goody-two-shoe.
As long as it's not like in-your-face kind of arguing.
Well, you know, he was not a shrinking violet at Cincinnati. My information is they try to throw him out a couple times.
Throw him out for?
He's not the most dedicated guy. There's been some people who've called him a poor man's Roethlisberger.
Uh-oh. The new tag is out.
Kind of looks like him. tall like him.
Before we go to break, any update from your boys on Pittsburgh on that whole scenario?
No, I,
you
know,
got the
I mean,
inside skinny.
I mean, he's a fraternity guy, you know, quote unquote. I mean, he likes to party and he's stupid.
They had a bad week with Santonio Holmes too.
But that's over.
Yeah, no, I know.
The police,
but,
you know.
I know, but just the fact that it was there at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, what these guys have to learn is, when you are a Super Bowl MVP and a two-time Super Bowl champion quarterback, you do not go into college bars.
And that should be self-explanatory. We'll take a break and return with more after this on News Talk Radio WOKV. Welcome back. Jaguars this week on News Talk Radio WOKV, where you will also hear draft coverage Thursday night, the 22nd. Of course, the annual WOKV Jaguars mock draft is 3 weeks from tonight. We think we covered all of that.
So are we doing our mock draft the night before the draft?
Right, and both of them will be here on WOKV.
Okay, so we're like
2 weeks.
Two nights in a row?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just clarifying because nobody notified me of what our schedule is. I just want to clarify. Thank you, Brian.
Okay, well, I'm happy to help.
Don't make me come over here. Seriously.
That's okay. I don't get invited to meetings.
What meeting didn't you get invited to?
Well, you guys had a big meeting a couple months ago. I didn't even know what happened.
Not much.
What was the meeting? You guys had a big meeting. I found out I was not invited.
What meeting?
Was that the meeting with the folks from WOKV?
Yeah, that's the one.
We joined hands and sang Kumbaya.
We sing. We tell a few jokes.
Yeah.
We talked about
would
you,
Vic. Would you want to come to these meetings? You can.
Well, no, are there
like
more?
Invited.
Whoa, did you know there was another meeting? Because I didn't know. You said meetings. Are there more? Are there
yeah.
More?
You're not supposed to know about those. I can't tell you.
It must be the ones where they make up the schedule.
Is it here or is it actually at WOKV?
Where was that again?
WOKV.
No, it'll be here.
Okay.
As opposed to WOKV.
It's an inside joke, folks. 355-NFL1. We spent the entire hour on quarterbacks. Where else can we go?
Give me your
thing?
Pick for the Jaguars.
A preseason schedule out.
Here's the guys that are available.
Okay.
Clawson's available. Jason Pierre-Paul's available. Joe Hayden's available. Rolando McClain is available. Dan Williams is available. And Brian Bulaga is available. Look at all those guys.
Well, the last two are obviously the safest picks, but I'd go with Jason Pierre-Paul because this team had no pass rush and they need someone who can do it.
I'm going with Gene's pick.
Okay. So, I mean, you're saying best available
whatever
guy.
Whatever Gene says.
Whatever Gene. Hey, look, am I going to sit here and say that I can sit here and rank these guys that I've studied them? I mean, you know, I'm honest.
If Carson's there, they're trading down.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
Can they get anybody to come on?
They study it, and I know, and I'm a big believer, and I believe Gene is too, in that, hey, look, they all don't work. The more swings you get, the better
That's
chance
right.
you have of hitting.
Right. Great
so if you can trade back, you trade back.
Carson yes. is Mark Sanchez. I'm not saying in terms of ability, but he is going
he
to
is.
Do to this draft what Sanchez did to last year's draft, which is to say drag somebody up. As Sanchez dragged the Jets up to the Cleveland.
Okay, but there was no chance that Sanchez was going to slide all the way to where the Jaguars were last year.
You know,
we saw what happened.
It
the
was
Jets
possible.
Jumped up.
It was possible. I think he'd have been the Jaguars' pick. I think they had done enough homework on him to know that he'd have been their pick. Hey, you don't do that homework if you don't think it's possible.
Okay, I guess it was possible,
right?
Absolutely.
If Bradford's going one, Clawson isn't going to get very far.
Well, they're doing homework on Clawson. You wouldn't do that homework if you didn't think it was possible.
Well, you have to do the homework on him and understand where he really belongs. Because if you're faced again
That's right.
with a Ben Roethlisberger situation
Never
where he's right
pass.
There, you need to know whether his value is there or not to where you pick him or not.
All right, so you have
whether you want him or not, you may have to pick him. To get that trade to happen.
You have Loggy's answer, which is obviously the smartest, because Gene is mm-hmm. the smartest. You have mine, which is to say I take that athletic pass rusher, who mm-hmm. reminds me of Javon Kearse, in terms of his overall athleticism mm-hmm. and his frame, and I remember what Kearse was all about in the mm-hmm. league. So what do you say?
I'm saying that if Clawson is there, and I painted a scenario where he is, the Jaguars are trading out. They'll be able to trade out.
Now, Clawson's not there. What do you say?
Out of all those other guys,
yeah.
I'm with Pierre-Paul.
Okay. Because of his athleticism.
I didn't think... I've been saying Dan Williams because I don't think Pierre-Paul will be there.
You don't think, or you?
I mean, he ran a 4.6, and his athletic ability is fantastic,
right.
and he plays that premium right, you know, premier pass rusher position. So I think he'll be gone. But if he in this scenario that I've painted, he's available, so I think he would be at the top of the Jaguars' board.
Is there any chance, and generally it happens, I mean, look at Eugene Monroe last year. Is there any chance that someone slides through that doesn't belong at number 10?
C.J. Spiller.
Really?
C.J. Spiller is good enough to drag a team up to trade.
Okay. So Clawson wouldn't be the only one that would entice someone.
I think there's two guys that could do it. Maybe even Pierre Paul could do it because of the upside, the home run potential. But the two guys I think that could do it, Clawson most prominently, and the other one is Spiller.
Any chance that a guy like an Eric Berry at safety gets lost somewhere in the mix and slides?
It's possible. He's a safety.
Yeah. But he's a tremendous football player.
But, you know, safety's not looked at the same as it used to be.
No. Rod Woodson slid.
Well, yeah, but Vic, I mean, remember the game's changed, and we've got tremendous game-changing safeties in the league, and people are seeing that going, oh, I want me one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, so Eric Berry's not likely to be the guy who slides through.
You know, the old safeties or safeties and guards used to be looked upon as, hey, I can get them anywhere. But a safety is targeted as not just a guy who comes up to hit anymore. A safety is viewed as a player that plays the pass that changes the game now
blitzer.
By takeaways, blitzers, all of the different combinations.
You're right.
Preseason schedule is out in terms of the opponents and where they'll play. Dates and times have not yet been assigned. Jaguars will open the preseason in Philly.
At Philly.
And then host Miami. Then travel to Tampa, and then host Atlanta.
That's a good schedule.
Yeah, that was
last year's schedule.
Well, yeah, you have one trip outside of the state to Philadelphia, and
I'm just glad Atlanta is the fourth week because Smitty should be, you know, not be cross-eyed, and maybe he'll go have a beer with me the night before the game.
It'd be great.
You know how they are, the fourth preseason game. Yeah. Things are, you know, they're kind of set. And
when you have to explain cross-eyed to most people.
Well, when Mike Smith would get ready for a game, he would literally get cross-eyed because you know how you say that you can't think straight?
Yeah.
He couldn't see straight because literally his eyes got cross-eyed. He was so intense.
Yeah, he was grinding so hard
all
week long. All right, so that's a good preseason schedule. The regular season schedule, what? Before the draft? I mean, it has been the last couple of years.
Yeah, it'll be before the draft.
Next couple of weeks?
Yeah. I think they're waiting on a few things.
Like what?
I think they're waiting a little bit on this Roethlisberger situation. I mean, he's gonna.
What has that got to do with the schedule?
Well,
it's primetime games
early in the year. They're supposed to open the season. The Steelers are supposed to open the season again.
Okay. Against New Orleans, then, huh?
Baltimore? I think it's Baltimore they're talking
about. A bloody way to start.
Yeah. I thought it came out late last year. I thought we had the draft and still didn't know.
No, we had the schedule before the draft.
Maybe I got that wrong about open the season, but we got the things.
All right. That'll do it, folks. Talk to you next Wednesday night for more Jaguars This Week on News Talk Radio, WOKV.
This has been Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna, on your flagship station for Jaguars football, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.